huge breaking news in the missing person case involving Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy Guthrie, 84 years old, who, of course, went missing last Saturday into Sunday. Now, federal law enforcement has just released some surveillance video and stills to the public showing what appears to be the armed individual entering her home. So it begs the question, are investigators closing in on a suspect or even multiple suspects potentially in this case that has a nation and a world grip?
Welcome to the global phenomenon, Surviving the Survivor, where we bring you the best guests in all of true crime. Here's your host, Emmy Award-winning journalist, Joel Waldman.
What's up, STS Nation? Welcome to Surviving the Survivor. This is the global phenomenon, bringing you the very best guest in all of true crime, with over 50 countries represented in our community, the best in all the YouTubes. And now, breaking news. Just a short time ago, the FBI director, Kash Patel, on his Twitter account, releasing both surveillance video and footage of who appears to be a perpetrator in this case. They say this is a guy they're looking for. Got the COE behind the scenes, Space Coast behind the scenes, helping us out. And Steve Cohen, of course, and here to break it down in real time is the legendary homicide detective. I got to bring him in on a certain way to appease Phil Waters. This is Detective Phil Ramos, Las Vegas homicide detective, three-time officer of the year, undercover narcotics, but spent a good portion of his career, as I said, as a homicide detective. And then Phil Waters, he is the legendary homicide detective, having investigated over 400 homicide cases. Let's dive right into it. I mean, Phil Ramos, I was calling you the minute I heard this might be released. Before we get to the images themselves, and we'll take a good hard look at both the video and the stills, what does it tell you that the FBI director is suddenly releasing images to the, not just the public, but to the world here?
Well, I think it shows that they are pretty vested in this, and they're living up to their reputation of being able to do the impossible and get images from a camera that's no longer operating. And for some reason, they weren't able to get it from the server. So this just goes to show you the long arm of the law, man. You cannot escape that. So and it also shows that there's a real life human being perpetrator that came over to the house. And from what we can see, he was very well prepared to commit a crime. The level of that crime is yet to be seen.
Yeah, I know there are a lot of questions. We're going to get to them. The COE and my mom were having a nice quiet lunch. I had to run over to the airport, believe it or not, when all this broke. So needless to say, it wasn't a very peaceful lunch for them because I was calling every 3 seconds. But here we are live on air, Surviving the Survivor. Phil Waters, we've been talking about this in a very abstract sense. Is this a kidnapping? Is it a hoax? Is it a home invasion? Well, now there's somewhat of a face, albeit obscured. This has just become much more real and a potential huge break here. What's your take on the release of this video and photos? And then we'll dive into the actual material in front of us.
Well, I'll piggyback on what Phil was talking about. You know, people want this stuff done and, you know, watching too much television. This is just a sign of hardworking, good detective work. And the things that we don't know are now being revealed to us in terms of evidence. And what this particular video reveals is very interesting. And it gives us a perspective of what may or may not happen in the house. My curiosity is, what's the time stamp on the video? Is it before Ms. Guthrie came home, or is it after? The curiosity is that he's carrying this huge backpack. He's obviously got a pistol on him. So those things, what is this person anticipating? And there has been a further discussion about not a not a discussion about forced entry, which I wonder, does that mean that Ms. Guthrie maybe left a back door open? Was that her pattern? Is this someone that does know her, that has some kind of a relationship with her and knew how to move and operate around there? And if there is no forced entry, and if there were, the locks were secured, what does that mean? That this person, once they got rid of the camera elements, they made contact and she may have let them in. So it does bring up a bunch of questions about how he ends up getting access to the house and then what happens thereafter. And I'm curious about the backpack. That's kind of a strange. Did he bring that? It looks like it's full, but did he bring that to pack up some things in the house and take it with him, or what's going on about that? And there are some features revealed about him. His eyes are very distinct. It appears that he's got a mustache and kind of a little facial hair action going underneath that lower lip. So, he's not completely unknown in the sense of his features. So very interesting video. And of course he's got gloves on and all that good stuff that a burglar or a home invader would tend to bring with him. And I'm wondering what I am curious about this glow, this reflection here. What does that mean? Is he wearing, has he got a gold tooth? Is he wearing a, that's just kind of an, and maybe it's just an anomaly about the angle of the shot, but something is reflecting off of his face.
I'll say it once, I'll say it again. We've got the best guest in true crime. And right now you're watching two veteran, and I mean veteran homicide detectives with over probably 30 years just on the homicide side, let alone in law enforcement, who are literally analyzing this in real time with all of us. And it's not every day you get to see this at play here. Savannah Guthrie here also, as you can see on this, saying that we believe she is still alive. They believe that Nancy Guthrie is alive. Phil, this person says it's a flashlight in the mouth, which it looks like it could be. This also, by the way, is the video loop. So let's watch this. And COE, I think there's one or two other loops. This is very eerie. Just a couple things. Already, the press secretary for the United States, it's not every day you hear this either, says that the president is actually looking at this surveillance video from the FBI, and the president himself is encouraging any Americans across the country with any knowledge of the suspect to please call the FBI. How often is it that you get the president of the United States on a missing persons case asking people to call the FBI? Now, Michael Ruiz, a friend of mine and perhaps one, if not the best reporters on this, he has put out some questions to the public. Someone says his pants are 5'11 cargos. I have no idea what that is. COE, I don't know if you can pull up an image, but whatever 5'11 cargo pants are, and that the shoes, someone said, look like Merrill Accenters. Merrill Accenters, or Accenters. I'm not sure which one. It's spelled Accenters, but I assume it's Accenters. But Phil Ramos, authorities here are calling this person a potential subject. Is that just a CYA move, or is there more to it as opposed to saying this is the person we're looking for?
Yeah, I think that they're no further along than what we are right now. Is this is who the heck is this guy? And you can tell he was very well prepared for what he was about to do. He taken extraordinary measures to cover the transfer of any DNA with the gloves and the mask and his shoes. You know, he's got his hands wrapped up or gloves on pretty good, and there's no space between the gloves and that jacket. So this guy was ready to go in there and in my view, take stuff out of the house that would be the purpose of that backpack. There's nothing telling about the backpack. There's no logos or anything like that on it. And you can see right there, he's reaching for some shrubbery to cover up the camera. because it looks like he tried to displace it, but it didn't work. And so he's got some shrubbery that he's going to try and cover the lens of the camera. So at what point did that camera come off? We know that it came off, but at what point did that happen? And was it at the same time that the blood was left on the doorstep? Did that have something to do with it? This is really interesting, really interesting.
Yeah. Savannah Guthrie again saying she believes that her mother is still alive. Man, what a story this is, just taking twists and turns every single day. This comment here, and I'm not that well versed in Annie Guthrie's husband's eyebrows, but one thing for sure, it's not Tommaso's or Tommaso's eyebrows. I don't know. I don't know what his eyebrows look like, but it's interesting because that came up in the Koberger case. And of course, Ashley Banfield reported at the onset that he was a person that police were looking at. So let me just take a half step back here. It's been a chaotic morning, I'm sure, an afternoon for everyone. But Phil Waters, I'm going to take this back here. This is what we have described as a short loop here. And just tell me, hang on a second. Let me just bring it back up here. When you're watching this, what are you looking for here? What are you, with your seasoned eyes, looking for?
Well, the oddity here, well, we're looking at mannerisms. We're looking at how he walks, how he's approaching. The head down is kind of interesting, and it looks like he's looking on the ground for something, especially when he makes the entry into the porch area. So, of course, we don't know what he's doing, but it's interesting that he's head down and all that. Now, he certainly doesn't do anything. I guess he feels comfortable that he has covered himself up with a mask enough to be able to look directly into the camera when he sees it. But then he wants to cover it up and that kind of thing. And then we know what happened. Yeah, I was going to say the 511s, I've got a pair of those. Not fixed. I got three pairs of those myself. So yeah, I don't know if that makes me a suspect or not, but
it might. Phil Waters, where were you on the night of January 31st? No. These are 511 men's regular fit TacLite Pro ripstop cargo. That's why I don't own them, because it sounds like something law enforcement would wear. But Phil Ramos, a detail like this, if in fact these are the cargo pants he is wearing, I mean, you just heard Phil Waters say that he owns a pair. Tucson's a desert. A lot of people like to go shooting and that sort of thing. How do you even begin to narrow this down? What is the hope here by putting this out?
I'm like, Phil, I've got three pairs of those. They make great work pants, especially when you're out in the yard and work putzing around on.
COE, order me a pair immediately. Right now, order me a pair so I feel like a man. But go ahead, Ramos.
They're real helpful when you're doing chores and hiking out, any kind of outdoor activity or any kind of.
Breaking into houses. Activity. Yeah.
Breaking into houses. Yeah. Yeah. They're very useful, as opposed to like dress denims and stuff like that. But I think it shows a level of awareness on this guy's part that he's he knows what he's doing. This guy definitely knew what he was doing based on the way he prepared for this, with the clothing and the disguises and whatever tools he's got in the back there. I'm surprised he wasn't able to get the camera off, though, the first time right there. Looks like he's just trying to pound it out of the bracket, and that didn't work, obviously. So he went and got some shrubbery.
Yeah. COE, see if you can find those Merrill, either accenters or accenters. They spelt it A-C-C-E-N-T-O-R-S, Merrill accenters, just so we can see. If you guys believe that these are these 511 cargo pants, let us know. Phil Ramos.
Well, let me say something about the pants.
Yeah, yeah,
please. About the pants. If those are, in fact, 511s, and I'm sure they're already doing this, they go to 511 and they find out any pants that have been ordered, those types of trousers that have been ordered over the internet, over the website, and they have stores, they have freestanding stores. Any of those types of trousers that have been sold, and if they can identify who may have purchased those pants. Now, it's going to take a Herculean effort be a lot of information, but there would be a way to maybe track down those pants to an individual. See how many people in that Tucson area bought those kind of pants. And then you go through sorting them out and eliminating people.
I mean, Phil Waters, how do you do that? I mean, how far back do you have to go? What if you bought them 9 months ago? I mean, and how do you know like a perimeter, an area to search it in?
I guess it's fair to say I'm a pretty high stress guy because I worry about absolutely everything, including this very ad that I'm reading right now and whether or not you're going to believe me and go out and buy this amazing product. But there's a company that ships federally legal THC right to your doorstep. And man, they are discreet. And yes, I'm talking about mood.com. And among their gummies, two of them are my favorite. Sleepy Time Advanced Gummies does exactly that. When you're up and you're tossing and turning at night, you take a Sleepy Time gummy, boom, you are out cold. And then next, COE, Carm, sorry, but it's true. Sexual Euphoria Advanced Gummies, they help in the bedroom. They help a lot. But if you're not into gummies, there are other options. You've got flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and yes, even beverages. And despite what you've heard in the news, THC products such as Moods are still federally legal to buy online. And best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but listeners get 20% off their first order with code STS.
Well, I think if it were me, I mean, I would go back. I would probably go back a year and see what kind of information that would garner. And then you're going to look at the purchases in the most recent months. If this guy is in preparing to do this, was specific about the purchase of these, then you want to, you look, and if it, of course, you know, these are night camera lenses, nighttime camera lenses. So it, obviously, we don't know for a certainty what the color of these pants are. And they come and say, I mean, I've got a pair of green pants, a pair of khaki, and a pair of black. So, that'd be another eliminator, but we don't know what those are. So, and all these items that are being identified, if they are in fact those particular items, go back and track them, and go back, set up whatever your time frame is going to be. And like I said, Herculean effort, but it's something that needs to be done to track that down if that's a clue.
Yeah, by the way, Tucson's a huge hiking community, massive. You'll see people in hiking boots everywhere. I know that because I worked there for close to 5 years. But these are, I'm just going to go back to this for a second. Now, I'm just monitoring social media, and Mike Ruiz has been all over this, asked people to try to identify what they would be able to recognize in this video. And a lot of people said that this person is wearing these shoes, Merrell Accenters or Accenters. These are similar to what he would be wearing, they believe. And then these are the pants similar to what he'd be wearing. Now, this might sound crazy, but if you're in Tucson and you see someone walking down the street wearing a pair of these pants and a pair of these shoes, not the craziest thing in the world to maybe flag down a patrol officer and say, hey, this is kind of what this guy was wearing in this video. If you're in Utah and you see this, maybe not a bad idea. There's probably a lot of people wearing them, but they are asking for the public's help. So you have that. But Phil Waters asked the question that I was anticipating, which is timestamp. He wants to know the timestamp on this video. And someone in the chat, and please, STS Nation, you guys, I always say best guess, better community, corroborate this if you know to be true. But at least one person believes the timestamp to be around 1:47 a.m. So that would be early hours of Sunday morning, roughly fitting the time frame, roughly.
How do they know that?
I have no idea. That's a great question. That's why, STS Nation, does anyone else have any indication? Because I've not seen a timestamp on the video. But Phil Ramos, to you, I mean, how important is it to nail down a timestamp on this? I'm sure authorities must have that, no?
Yeah, you would think so, because they had that timeline that they've been talking about at length for the last several days. So if I remember right, something happened at around 1:47. I don't know if it was the camera going offline and her phone stopped communicating with her pacemaker. So, but there was something around that same time. So that would fit with if this is an accurate timeline. And it's but yeah, that's critical to line up this particular event, how long it took, and with their timeline that they have from inside the house. So what that tells me is if they were able to get this front porch camera to get the results from that after it was damaged and now missing, then the inside cameras are going to have that same information available. And it took a long time to get this, apparently. So maybe they're working on that. If they were able to get images from outside, then I don't see why they wouldn't be able to get images from the inside if there's cameras inside.
Yeah. Vicky here says backpack looks more trackable to me. Any guesses on the backpack here? And I apologize. COE's on the road, so I'm hitting video, the play button, and doing it all here. One man banding, as we say in the news business. But a backpack looks more trackable to me. Also, any mask that's tight fitting will distort facial features. That's for sure. Someone here says the guy is left-handed. That's a big clue. You guys are helping us. He has a mustache and beard. You know, it's interesting to hear from the public. Phil Waters, let me just run through some of the things factually from this video that's being reported.
Can I say one thing about the clothing and the gear and all that stuff?
You can say three things.
Here's what I would suggest there, that these items were all purchased at the same place at the same time. So that even pares it down further into making requests of 5-11, because those items, I believe 5-11 stocks what we're looking at here. The backpacks, I know they do the backpacks and the shoes. So that narrows it down. You've got the possibility of three items being purchased at the same time, which would make sense. So, and I'm sure this is already going on. I'm sure they're already doing this, but it's just interesting to see this guy has thought about this, and he went out and procured the implements that he needed to carry it out, whatever it was he was intending to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth. This is people saying this is Annie Guthrie's husband. It's not. I think, again, I'll just reiterate, I think we have to give the family the benefit of the doubt until someone comes out of here without pointing the finger at family here. They are going through enough hell right now. And if you're wrong or anyone is wrong, imagine the pain and the suffering that's being added to the situation. I think we have to give the family the benefit of the doubt. I think it's up to law enforcement to rule people in or out. Why does it look like two different people? That's a question. The backpack looks full. Then someone mentions REI. Phil Ramos, just going back to what Phil Waters said, and I can't reiterate it enough. You're not going to find two more veteran homicide detectives on any other platform anywhere that had the experience that these two guys have. So it's an honor to have both of them on here. And I called them last second like a lunatic. So I appreciate them being here. But Phil Ramos, you know, someone mentioned REI, which is a camping store. Do you agree with Phil? I mean, it seems like finding a needle in a haystack, especially if they're not in Tucson, let's say. But do you start at an REI or whoever else carries this and start looking to see? Yeah.
But he's right about that. I mean, there are so many outlets where you can buy that. I mean, you could REI, any brick and mortar store, then their website, and then Amazon. And I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of those pants that have been sold this year and maybe over the holidays. That's a tiny needle in a real big haystack. But, you know, I wouldn't have guessed that they'd pull these images out either. So there's no telling what can be done with that, especially with the information that they're gathering right now. I noticed that there's no indication whether he was or was not alone. It doesn't look like he was alone, which takes us back to the theory of, was this a planned kidnapping or was this a burglary or home invasion? If this was a planned kidnapping, I sure wouldn't try and pull it off by myself. I would have somebody with me. If I was going in there to just rob somebody's house, then I would be by myself. But it answers a lot of questions, but it also brings up many, many more questions.
Yeah, 100% agree. Neil Campbell weighing in here. Appreciate it, Neil. That is a right-handed pull holster. He's not left-handed. It's a weird setup on that holster, but definitely right-hand grip. Phil Waters, you're talking to a guy that knows. I grew up in Jersey. The only people that had guns were cops and convicts. Do you agree with that assessment? It's tough to even tell, you know, sort of what's going on here, but does that appear from what you have seen so far to be a right-handed gun holster?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, that's a right-hand pull. That guy's not cross-trained. So.
Okay. So I just want to fill in some of the gaps because we leapt onto this live here, and I just like a bat out of hell. So this is the first time law enforcement has publicly acknowledged a specific individual on camera. Authorities, again, are calling this person a potential subject, not a suspect or person of interest. Generally, at 1:47 in the morning, if that is a timestamp, we don't know for sure, someone shows up in a backpack, a mask, and a gun. I would say it's good, you know, fairly safe to call this person a suspect. So I don't know what the hangup is there. Connie says he's got facial hair. Investigators believe, according to reporting, that he has relevance to the crime. Again, I don't think that is rocket science in any way. It shows him approaching and entering Nancy Guthrie's home. Phil Waters, to you, if they have this video of this guy here, someone said they believe that the FBI and Pima County would also have video of Nancy being taken out of the home. Do you agree with that? Do you think they have video of her being dragged out of there? You know, we saw blood on the front stoop. What say you?
Is that coming from an STS?
Someone on STS said, yeah, that they're betting.
I agree. In fact, they just kind of took the words out of my mouth. We got to remember that we're being shown what the FBI and the detectives have released to us. So if they got this kind of video, I would imagine there is a lot more video that they are going over, and it is giving them a kind of a timeline and the motion, what's going on inside the house. That's what I'm hopeful of. So if we've got this, and of course, then there's a question about, I'd read somewhere where the Nest cameras were not, she didn't have a subscription to it, which is interesting. And I'm not sure. I mean, I have a Nest setup that I'm subscribed to, but I don't know if Google Nest can still store video from the cameras, even though there's no subscription. I would believe that they could. And so even though there may have not have been a subscription, they were able to pull this off of the from Nest. And so this is why it's taken this amount of time. We talked about before, they've got to get search warrants. They've got to get court orders. They've got to get subpoenaed. They've got to get things to get access to all this digital information. And it takes time. So now here we are. We're seeing the fruits of their labor. And we're seeing a limited video because they want us to see the possible suspect and anyone that has seen a person. I mean, the eyes are very distinct. The facial hairs, and you know, I mean, they can always shave, that kind of thing. But there is a purpose behind releasing this video.
Kurt Dabb, welcome to the show, and I appreciate you doing this in short order. I just have to do one thing here. Let me see. How do I do this?
I guess it's fair to say I'm a pretty high-stress guy because I worry about absolutely everything, including this very ad that I'm reading right now, and whether or not you're going to believe me and go out and buy this amazing product. But there's a company that ships federally legal THC right to your doorstep, and man, they are discreet. And yes, I'm talking about Mood.com. And among their gummies, two of them are my favorite. Sleepy Time Advanced Gummies does exactly that. When you're up and you're tossing and turning at night, you take a Sleepy Time gummy, boom, you are out cold. And then Next, COE, Carm, sorry, but it's true. Sexual Euphoria Advanced Gummies, They help in the bedroom. They help a lot. But if you're not into gummies, there are other options. You've got flour, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and yes, even beverages. And despite what you've heard in the news, THC products such as Moods are still federally legal to buy online. And best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but listeners get 20% off their first order with code STS.
There we go. Kurt Dabb, please meet retired homicide detective Houston PD Phil Waters, who has OCD and has to be in that position on the screen. And then above you, Phil Ramos, retired homicide detective, Las Vegas PD. Kurt Dabb, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're retired homicide with the Pima County Sheriff's Department. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I did 7 years with Pima County Sheriff's Department in the homicide unit, a little over 20 overall. I retired November of 2021.
Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And again, Steve Cohen going above and beyond, now getting us a Pima County retired homicide detective. So, Avi and Q, we're a dog friendly show. What's the name of the pup?
His name is Sully. We're actually puppy sitting for him. He's an Irish terrier. Such a wonderful dog.
That's awesome. So, Kurt, without further ado, I mean, the two Phils, one spells it F-I-L, one P-H-I-L, but this is the surveillance footage. What is your initial reaction to this?
Oh, man, it was truly shocking, scary, but a lot of things stood out to me. One of the main things is that this individual appeared extremely calm. You know, if this was your run-of-the-mill home invasion or burglary, you would expect a lot more movement, with a purpose. He was extremely comfortable outside. He didn't rip the camera down right away. He doesn't have a screwdriver with him or a knife to pry it, you know, off of its mount. And then he goes down and grabs with his left hand what looks like some shrubbery from out front to cover it. I mean, that's just speaks to me that that's someone that's comfortable with the area.
Yeah. Kurt, just speak to us a little bit. I'm assuming you're in Tucson right now. My wife and I met.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we met reporting at KGON 9, so I know the city well. I love it there. What is just the sentiment on the ground? I was talking to a friend of mine who's a reporter with KBOA, Eric Fink, and he was just saying that literally people, at least in the Catalina foothills, are walking around like in a daze. Like this is – I was there when Gabby Giffords' assassination attempt happened.
I worked that case.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yep. Kudos to you for working that. But yeah, I got to tell you, are people as stunned and shocked by this in Tucson as they are elsewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. And I live in the Catalina foothills area. My house is pretty much smack dab in the middle between the two houses. You know, those individuals, if, you know, they were looking for a quick avenue approach, which would have been Oracle Road, as you know, goes north and south, that would have been, you know, they would have drove right past my location. So, yeah, there's a lot of concern. But, you know, a lot of it was frustration because there was nothing coming out from the Sheriff's Department or the FBI. You all know that it takes time to go through and analyze things forensically. But at least tell us, you know, give the public something. Hey, this is what we're doing. We do have a suspect on video and we'll get it to you when you can. I think that would have been a pretty cool thing to do.
Phil Ramos, the public is tough and AKA crime junkie. What the heck took so long to get the images out to the public? The cameras were obviously, from what we understand, removed. So they had to go through the cloud. Is that the holdup? I reached out to you because there was an announcement preceding this saying images will be released to the public. And people were like, well, just release the images. But what's the process, Phil Ramos?
It all depends on how complicated the service is. If they have several layers of security, then you're going to have to get through those and you're going to have to get search warrants, just like a blanket search warrant for anything and everything related to this specific residence. So the technology, while it's great, I mean, it takes a while to get through all of that. They have to sort through thousands of images and footage, and focus on this one this one camera. And, you know, as we were describing what's going on, I was thinking, at what point did that camera stop recording? Because all they show here is when he's trying to cover it up with those bushes and stuff. So was he successful in getting it pulled off? Because once it's pulled off and there's no connection, then there's not going to be any more images for them to search for that particular view. It doesn't mean there's other images that are on the cameras that are still attached to the house. I mean, we know that there was a camera up on the roof that the FBI had found, and so I'm sure that one's in the middle of being examined. So it's a matter of very, very complex work that has to be done. They have to dive deep into what's going, the kind of computers that are used to save this. So, it's not, Phil and I have said this many times, this isn't, it's all 43 minutes with commercials. You know, this is the real deal, what we're looking at right here, and this is how long it takes. They may have had it maybe, I wouldn't say any earlier than last night, and they were examining it and deciding whether to release it or not. So that could be part of the delay up until this afternoon, but it's a lot of manpower, man, that went into pulling that out.
Yeah, for sure. Nancy Witten here, Mask. This is amazing. We've got our own detectives in STS Nation, Best Guess, Better Community. Mask appears from Walmart. Top tie ski mask, three-hole balaclava, warm double thermal knitted balaclava, warm knit balaclava for adult gray. Spacey, I don't know if you have the ability to pull that up, but Kurt, to you, some people in the community, and I'm monitoring social media, believe that he's wearing, the person in the video is wearing these pants, wearing these, which are 5'11 men's regular fit tack light, and then potentially these shoes, Merrell Accenters, and we don't know for sure, so please take this with a grain of salt. And then you're hearing what we just heard about the other description. Phil Waters was saying it's painstaking, but as a detective in Pima County, would you start looking at REI or some other stores to see if any of these items were purchased maybe together in recent weeks, months, or whatever?
Well, I think that would be a good place to start. But, you know, where I would start, as you all know, the FBI has a heck of a lot of technology and ability to do some crazy things with videos and photographs. So what really stuck out to me was you can see the individual has like a beard and a mustache and kind of looks like a left shoulder droop while he was walking. Those are telltale signs. You look in there, he doesn't have a screwdriver. He doesn't have a knife or anything. Everything's contained in his backpack, except for the silly way that he's carrying his gun. And I don't know about you gentlemen, but we were never taught to carry a gun like that. So it's probably not a law enforcement individual or someone even, really trained in firearms. It's just a really odd place to carry a gun like that. The holster looks really weird, like it's some type of fabric or something, nylon maybe. Mm. So yeah, there's a lot of things that stick out. So yeah, they could go, and check REI, 5'11". The internet, but heck, it was a lot easier before Amazon, right? Because you were limited to, a geographic area where someone would shop. Now you can get stuff online from anywhere.
Yeah. Kurt Dabb, former or retired homicide, once a homicide detective, I think always a homicide detective, but with the Pima County Sheriff's Department. Kurt, for those who've not been to Tucson, which is the vast majority of people, we're looking at a shot of her house. Can you just explain how people don't realize how big this valley is and how kind of harsh the desert conditions are? Can you just explain that to the public?
Yeah, no, it's this particular area of the Catalina foothills. Most of these properties are on 1-acre parcels. And when people say natural desert landscape, they always think, oh, just dirt. But no, as you can see, it's pretty treacherous. It's very difficult to traverse something like that while you're carrying somebody. So I'm thinking that there was a vehicle parked out in the driveway somewhere. I think in one of the camera views, you could see some lights in the background. I think those are, lights from the neighbor's house across the street. Yeah, just over the right shoulder there, that guy. there's a couple other pictures and it shows like four or five lights. So I know some people may have been thinking it was a vehicle reflection, but I'm thinking it's the house across the street there. Mm. But yeah, it's sparsely populated, that area, because, you know, each house is on an acre about, and, you know, you really can't see your neighbors because of the creosote bushes, ironwood trees, the Palo Verdes, you know, all this other desert flora.
Yeah. Yeah. It's difficult terrain, to say the least. Bill Waters, someone STS Nation said in the video, Spacey, I'll let you run the controls there, but in the video, that this person, whoever it is, appears to be taking their sweet, you know what, time. They're not in a big rush. What do you make of that? They don't look frenzied.
Well, one or two things. It's somebody that's either done some surveillance on this location.
Is that for me?
Getting I'm sorry, for Phil. For Phil.
Okay.
Getting habits down. How Ms. Guthrie moves around during the day and so forth and so on. Or it's someone who is familiar with Ms. Guthrie and knows what those habits are and feels comfortable being there because they know that at this point they've got an idea of where she is. Now, that's why I want to know what the timestamp is on this. Is it before she got home or is it after she got home? If it's after she got home, then I would have to say that this is somebody who showed up when they believe that she's going to be in bed. That's her normal habit at whatever time this occurs. So it's, again, we're only seeing what we've been shown. I'm sure there's a lot more of information, clues that have been taken off of the total amount of video that they have been able to develop. So this little tidbit, though, is very interesting. I agree with Kurt. I think, you know, that brings up the question is, how did they get there and what did they leave in? But it looks like, yeah, those lights in the background look to be stationary. They don't look like they're a vehicle.
I guess it's fair to say I'm a pretty high-stress guy because I worry about absolutely everything, including this very ad that I'm reading right now, and whether or not you're going to believe me and go out and buy this amazing product. But there's a company that ships federally legal THC right to your doorstep, and man, they are discreet. And yes, I'm talking about mood.com. And among their gummies, two of them are my favorite. Sleepy Time Advanced Gummies does exactly that. When you're up and you're tossing and turning at night, you take a Sleepy Time gummy, boom, you are out cold. And then next, COE, Carm, sorry, but it's true. Sexual Euphoria Advanced Gummies, they help in the bedroom. They help a lot. But if you're not into gummies, there are other options. You've got flour, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and yes, even beverages. And despite what you've heard in the news, THC products such as Moods are still federally legal to buy online. And best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but listeners get 20% off their first order with code STS.
This story is bringing in a lot of new people to Surviving the Survivor. Real quick, we do a live panel show like this with the best guests in true crime, and it is not a tagline. It is our reality. We do it every night, Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. The show is called Surviving the Survivor because my mom, who's in that logo behind me, she's a child Holocaust survivor. She's a bad woman. She's also a licensed marriage therapist for 40 years. And she likes to tell me what to do. And she yells at me, hence Surviving the Survivor. And it works for true crime. So we kept the title. She'll be here this Friday at 1 to tell us what she thinks of this case. She's got unbelievable intuition. And maybe she should have been a detective. I don't know. Some other comments coming in here. Phil Ramos, someone said the shoes have toes, which would mean it's not these. Because this is what someone else said, but someone says it looks like the shoes have those toes, you know, where you're walking in grip shoes. And someone else, Lynn Strasser, said it looks like he's got a wedding band potentially on his left hand. I'm going to bring the video back up, Spacey, here. Phil Ramos, do me a favor. We're not homicide detectives. The three of you guys are. How do you watch this video? How many times do you watch this video? What are you looking for each time?
Yeah, you just keep watching and watching and watching. And every time you're going to see something new and something different. And you know, now that they mentioned the gloves, I had thought about this earlier. It looks like he may be wearing two pairs of gloves because of the way they fit. You see right there, see how wrinkled it is right there on the backside of his hand and in the finger area. It's pretty wrinkled. I think he may have another set of gloves underneath there. But here's the thing about the gloves and the gun. Those of us who have handled guns all our careers, you're not going to wear a pair of thick gloves and be able to access your gun right away because your trigger finger is not going to make it through the trigger guard. So you're going to either have to take those gloves off if you intend on firing or double action it. But that's a very inconvenient way to, number one, carry a gun, and number two, try and use it with a thick pair of gloves on. It looks like he's having trouble holding it in there anyway. He keeps grabbing it. And you just sit there and stare and stare and stare until you get your eyes are blurred, and then you take a break and you start staring some more.
Yeah. Kurt Dabb, it is official now. NBC is reporting that the timestamp, because both Phils were asking about it, is 1:47 a.m., which appears to be consistent with around the time that Nancy Guthrie would have been taken. I mean, just imagine here, this guy showing up to your house and you're an 84-year-old woman. But how important is this timestamp, Kurt?
Oh, it's huge. And I was looking for that on the videos that they released, and I didn't see it. So I'm glad that they released that information. But you have that confirmation now with the timestamp from when there was, I guess they said, even though they didn't have the cameras right away, that there was an image sensor or something that triggered around that time. So now you're looking at, like, this individual or individuals were in her house, you know, for a little over 40 minutes. Again, if it's going to be a home invasion or a burglary or, you know, an armed robbery from a home, they're going to be in and out. And from what we know, you know, and they may be keeping this close to their vest, but from what we know, and from what I know from speaking with some of my partners, you know, that are still active, there was nothing stolen from the house that, you know, has been released. There may have been, and they just haven't released it, but there was no indication of a crazy struggle or anything like that. So this individual obviously was extremely comfortable, was not feeling rushed. And I agree with Phil about the double gloves. I thought that as well. Doing, you know, homicide investigations, usually I'm wearing two or three pair of gloves because we're constantly peeling them off, putting them on, peeling them off, putting them on. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Phil Waters, thank you. By the way, it really helps us a lot, and it's relatively simple because all you have to do is this. But hit the like button. Please subscribe. We've got an active Patreon page. It really goes a long way in putting out the amount of content that we put out. And by the way, we're coming back with a brand new show at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. We're going to recap everything because there's other news. This is just to focus on the newly released surveillance video and stills. And then at 8:30 tonight, barring real breaking news on this case, Brian Enten, the well-known true crime reporter and a friend of ours, is going to join us at 8:30 to take questions from all of you. So he's been on the ground from the get-go. But again, please like, please subscribe. And we've got an active Patreon page. Now, Phil Waters, I know you're going to shake your head at this one because I know you will, but some people are saying they think this person looks like a woman, not a man. So how do you confirm Kurt saying no way? How do you confirm gender here? Looks like a man to me, but how do you do that, Phil Waters?
Well, I would say the little facial hair below the lip would be the no matter who he may be identifying as, I think the facial hair on the lip is going to be the answer to that question. So, you
know, Phil Waters, you're always on top of it. To Phil's thought of him looking down to avoid a camera, but if he knows the house and his case did, he would know it was there and would come off with a piece of tape and not look for a plant to cover. What about that, Phil Waters? That would contradict the fact that he was casing the home.
You're talking about that initial, the initial walk up.
Yeah. Yeah. That
I don't know what the lighting was like there. Probably not very good. He may be looking to make sure he doesn't fall flat on his face. Make sure he's stepping where he needs to be stepping, because that's, it looks like that's some paved stones of some kind, and it could be uneven, that kind of a thing. So he's wanting to make sure that the steps that he's taking are sure.
Mm. Phil will jump back in here. But Kurt, to you, I mean, some people are saying, well, what if she is wearing a disguise and it is a woman, even with facial hair? I know Phil Waters is going to give us a laugh, but it's possible. But I mean, again, is there any way to confirm it? You know, to really hone in on gender here, because that's important.
Well, I mean, if the, one of the pictures shows kind of a close up of the mask, and you can tell that there's a mustache and what looks like a beard. Now, look, from me as an investigator, the brother-in-law was the last person to see Nancy alive. That's been reported by the Sheriff's Department on two separate occasions. So what I would like to see, I had a homicide investigation that was at a car wash. And if you pause that photo right there, the video, when he stands up and is coming through the archway. So this homicide that occurred at a car wash, we had really shoddy video, but the FBI was able to take our video and actually conduct measurements using video of the individual, so they can tell how tall this individual was, and based on the car wash, some details at the car wash. They could do the exact same thing here with this archway. Go out, take a measurement of it, use their video technology to measure the individual, and then you've got a height. So when I'm comparing, you know, this to pictures of the brother-in-law, and again, I don't know if he's a suspect or not, but he's obviously a person of interest because he was the last one to see. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm comparing those, you know, two photos, and you know, there are appear to be some similarities, but again, I don't have any, you know, inside information on that. But suffice to say, he was the last one to see her alive. So that's who I would be focusing on if I was law enforcement right now, comparing measurements, comparing photos, comparing videos. That's where I would go right now.
Yeah.
And you also have to remember that this is just the video that the FBI released. It doesn't mean that they don't have more video. So,
100%. By the way, and forgive me, but it's a Tucson viewer from Tucson who let us know that there's actually a 5-Eleven store on Oracle, which is not far from here. I guess that'd be the first place to start if you're trying to look for that.
It's at Oracle and Roger Road is where the 5-Eleven is. Yeah.
There you go. Oracle and Roger for anyone who's in Tucson. But Kurt, just back to you for a minute. I mean, I know you're not getting information, but I do know that you've got to have colleagues at the Sheriff's Department, and I'm sure within Tucson Police. What's the general mood like, being that this is probably the most high profile case they will ever work, and the most high profile case maybe that this country has seen in a long time?
I guess it's fair to say I'm a pretty high stress guy because I worry about absolutely everything, including this very ad that I'm reading right now, and whether or not you're going to believe me and go out and buy this amazing product. But there's a company that ships federally legal THC right to your doorstep. And man, they are discreet. And yes, I'm talking about mood.com. And among their gummies, two of them are my favorite. Sleepy Time Advanced Gummies does exactly that. When you're up and you're tossing and turning at night, you take a Sleepy Time gummy, boom, you are out cold. And then next, COE. Carm, sorry, but it's true. Sexual Euphoria Advanced Gummies, they help in the bedroom. They help a lot. But if you're not into gummies, there are other options. You've got flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and yes, even beverages. And despite what you've heard in the news, THC products such as Moods are still federally legal to buy online. And best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but listeners get 20% off their first order with code STS.
Well, they've been working their tails off, I'll tell you that. There's been a lot of overtime invested in this. You know, and I was just speaking with someone this morning, you know, there comes a point in time, and I think the two Phils will agree, that you have to start letting people go back to do their other things, right? You have robbery detectives need to go investigate their robberies. Burglary detectives, domestic violence detectives, all those people need to still handle their own cases. So with before this video came out this morning, you know, I was thinking, well, they're going to have to start culling down the herd and, you know, letting people go back to doing what they're doing. But now they have this new video. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Phil Ramos, you know, Kurt just mentioned it. Phil Waters mentioned it. You can't, you know, you said this, I think, before anyone else on the show. This could have just been something as simple as a home invasion gone bad. Kurt pointed out that as far as we know, nothing was taken from the home. Is that because it potentially went bad, or do you think now that this is not a home invasion? And how do you try to whittle that down?
No, I think it went bad right away. We certainly don't know what Nancy's sleeping habits were. And, you know, maybe she was happened to be up when this occurred. And that's why it went bad so quickly. I still am of the opinion that this wasn't a planned kidnapping for ransom. There was no follow up on it. There was no legitimate ransom request. The deadlines came and went with nothing. This person standing right there was not prepared for a kidnapping ransom.
Phil Waters, I believe he at one point touches the plants or looks at the plants. There was a question earlier, you know, the plants were just left out there with that blood spatter we saw the other day. I guess in hindsight, you know, this is an odd question, but if the plants were touched, and I don't know that I even was paying attention enough on this video to see it, but if those plants were touched, should they have been taken into evidence, Phil Waters?
Well, it's possible, but with all the gloves, I mean, you're hoping there's going to be some sort of DNA transfer if he handled the gloves from the outside. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if our DNA analysis and is sophisticated enough to be able to take it off of a plant. I guess it's possible, certainly. It's just this whole shot here at the door is interesting to me because there is no spatter here. Mm-hmm. There's none. These are drops. And which would indicate what? She's being carried out of there or assisted out of there. And these drops, from what I have seen at crime scenes, are consistent with a head wound. So you have the head, you can take I can speak from experience because 2 weeks ago I bashed my head, had to get six stitches. Mm-hmm. And the drops looked exactly like that, coming off my head onto the ground. And so, I've seen the same thing at a variety of crime scenes where you have drops, but you have no spatter here. You have no low velocity, medium velocity, high velocity spatter. Now, there may be some in the house. We don't know. But, of course, this guy's armed with a firearm, so we don't know if there was a shot fired inside the house. There's no firearms evidence in the house that we're aware of. Or it may have been a pistol whipping. You can lay somebody's head open, take one whack with a pistol, and bam, you got blood. So very interesting. I know somebody commented about how he was looking down because he didn't want to look in the camera. Well, then he stands up and goes walk and looks right at the camera. So I'd have to tell you, I'm still of the opinion that his looking down was making sure he was stepping in the right place. But and like Kurt said, we've all said, you know, that we're only seeing a snapshot here. We're just seeing a snapshot. There's a lot more that the FBI and the detectives have that they are pouring over and over and over again. And Kurt's absolutely right. We're now in the part of the investigation where the heavy lifting has been done. Now people are focused. You've got a certain group of people, agents and detectives, that are focused on this investigation. And we can let those other guys go back to work because they've got cases too. So he's absolutely right in the discipline and the management of a case like this.
Family first and pet friendly, our show. My kid, 6 years old, has soccer practice in about 25 minutes. So we're going to go about another 15 minutes if the guests will indulge me. We're back again at 7 tonight with a full show. Brian Enton at 8:30 of News Nation will take your questions. If you have questions for these guests over the last 15 minutes or so, please throw up the triple Q. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And we've got a Patreon page. Thank you all for being here. Again, we do this every week, every night, Monday through Thursday, live on YouTube. It goes out across audio platforms. We have a 3-panel guest show every single night of the week on the biggest cases. Fridays, it's my 86-year-old mother. She is the oldest / youngest true crime podcaster in all the world. She will be here. And a huge thanks again to Kurt Dabb, who's retired with the Pima County Sheriff's Department. And Kurt, I've got to ask you a question. When I was a reporter in Tucson, I did a lot of ride-alongs with Pima and Pinal County sheriffs where they were going after illegal aliens in the middle of the night and the cartels. That's a reality down there. The cartels and people are intimating in the chat. Maybe it's a cartel type attack. Does this look nearly sophisticated enough to be a Mexican cartel?
Well, look, the whole thing with the Mexican cartels is they could make $6 million in a half hour. And they don't want to bring the might of the U.S. military and or the FBI or whatever other three-letter agency upon their business down in Mexico interfering. So unless there was, you know, something to come out to lead the investigation in that direction, I think that's not what we're looking at here. And as far as that ransom note, 100% could have just been a red herring. The ransom note came, I think it was 2 days or a day and a few hours after the kidnapping. It could have just been part of the, you know, the kidnapping itself, but not really meaning to take any money. It was just to throw investigators off to make them, you know, work a little extra harder.
Yeah. Listen, I got to go here, even though I don't want to, but someone here said that's not Nancy Guthrie's son-in-law. He got kind of brought into it, Kurt, because of Ashley Banfield's reporting. I don't know. Do you have a thought one way or the other? What's your gut tell you here?
Well, again, like I said, he was the last person to see her alive. You know, I pray that it's not, you know, any of the family members, but you obviously have to look very closely, especially now with the videos being released.
Phil Ramos, a lot of people are pondering, was this done? Is this a work of one person? Is there potentially a second person involved? If there was, wouldn't we be seeing them in this video, or would there be a reason that law enforcement would be picking, you know, part of the surveillance video where maybe a second subject is not in it? What do you think?
I don't think that there was a second person involved initially right here that would have been at the door with the guy. I mean, they're not so tactically aware that someone's going to go around back and cover the back and make sure she doesn't fly out the back, anything like that. I think if there would have been other people involved, they would have been with this guy at the front door. The other thing that I noticed is if you look at the very bottom right side, it looks like there's some packages there with reflective tape on there. There's a glow of some sort there. I don't know if they're packages. I don't know if Amazon came by or
like in the very foreground where his feet are right now or back.
Yeah, I do.
What does that tell you?
I don't know what it tells me. It'd be interesting to see what it was. And she didn't have the porch light on. I mean, I all of us in law enforcement make sure that our front porch and back porch has a nice light on it for this very reason. And I always tell everybody, man, turn your front light on. Don't make the house look like it's empty. That's the first thing bad guys look for is a dark house that looks like it's empty.
COE, can you turn the front light on? We never have our front. light on. I'm learning stuff now. CEO, we get that light on, please. Even though it's 3 p.m. A few more minutes and we will wrap it up till 7 p.m. Eastern when we're coming back to you. Phil Waters, I know you're not a criminal profiler, but you've been doing this long enough and you intimidate people in that interview room, including me as a host with your questions and et cetera, et cetera. But do you get the sense that whoever this person is, number one, is watching the news to see if he's in police or law enforcement sites? And now that this video is released, if this person is watching the news, what do you think is running through their minds?
Well, I would imagine that when this video is released, you could, if you were in the same room with this individual, you probably heard their butt slam shut. So I think this was something they were not anticipating. Right. And I think they may have thought that they covered the bases here. I'm in that camp that I'm not so sure. I'm still not convinced that what happened to Ms. Guthrie is connected to the ransom notes. I think we may have, I'm kind of with Kurt on this and Phil, that I think we had a criminal entrepreneur who saw a moment of opportunity to take advantage and run out an extortion attempt. Now, I may be wrong, maybe completely, but that's the way this, now having seen this video, I think this is going to be more local. I think it's going to be closer to her. And somebody that knew her habits, may know her. I see where they're taking, read where they're taking DNA samples from people that did landscaping for her, caretaking in the home, that kind of a thing. So, again, the pool of possible suspects is still, you know, contained there. And I just think it's going to be a local thing. Now, hopefully we will find out later. I mean, obviously, whether or not that the ransom note is connected to this event. One of our SDS viewers, I tell you, we do have some of the smartest people that are in the SDS nation. And it was a great point that was made that if, in fact, Ms. Guthrie was kidnapped, and these people put a ransom note out, why not send it to NBC, where Savannah works? Why send it to some jerk like TMZ? So they got exactly what they wanted, which was the sensationalization of that ransom note itself. So, again, I'm not seeing anything where one is connected to the other. I think we've got an event that's occurring right now that's being unfolded in front of us now in this video. And whatever the reason was, it's my belief that whatever happened inside the house, something went terribly wrong. They did not get the response they were seeking from Ms. Guthrie, and something went real wrong inside that house. And wrong enough that it caused them to have to remove her from the house.
Yeah. Thank you, Phil. And a few people commenting, they're brand new to the show and they're enjoying it. I don't want to be immodest, but we do have the best true crime show, maybe the best show on YouTube. And it's not because of me, has nothing to do with me, but we do have the best guests with the best insight. Again, every night, Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, Fridays, 1 o'clock, you get the 86-year young, oldest true crime podcaster in all the world. Phil Ramos.
Let me jump in real quick.
Please.
Just to that point, man, there's been a couple of messages from our viewers about that glow that I was looking at the bottom right.
Yeah.
They're exactly right, man. That's the doorknob and the housing for the lock. Great job, junior detectives. Great job.
And Phil Ramos, that's what I was going to tell you. The SDS Nation. Coming right to you with that information. That's definitely the doorknob. And it looks like it could be an Amazon package, but not the case. But Phil Ramos, okay, now you have this video, right? And the public is looking at it, but I assume they've already done this where they're bringing this to Savannah, to Annie, to the brother, saying, look at this very closely. Does this look like anyone that you know? Are they doing?
I guess it's fair to say I'm a pretty high stress guy because I worry about absolutely everything, including this very ad that I'm reading right now, and whether or not you're going to believe me and go out and buy this amazing product. But there's a company that ships federally legal THC right to your doorstep. And man, they are discreet. And yes, I'm talking about mood.com. And among their gummies, two of them are my favorites. Sleepy Time Advanced Gummies does exactly that. When you're up and you're tossing and turning at night, you take a Sleepy Time gummy, boom, you are out cold. And then next, COE, Carm, sorry, but it's true. Sexual Euphoria Advanced Gummies, they help in the bedroom. They help a lot. But if you're not into gummies, there are other options. You've got flour, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and yes, even beverages. And despite what you've heard in the news, THC products such as Moods are still federally legal to buy online. And best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but listeners get 20% off their first order with code STS.
Yeah, they are. And they're probably doing more than that, too. And I think that with the description of this guy and the way he's approaching the house, the property crimes guys are going to be looking into prior events with this type of MO. Burglaries, home invasions, that there's witnesses that can say, yeah, this is what the person looked like. And that way they can get an idea if this same person was committing similar crimes in the general vicinity.
Go ahead, Kurt.
I was going to say one thing that, keeps sticking out to me is the fullness of that backpack. Mm-hmm. He's got tools and implements in there, and it doesn't look like bolt cutters, wire cutters. Like, that thing is packed full. My mind is just going wild thinking of all of the different things that he has in that backpack to help with this kidnapping. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, man, it is chock full.
If he was going there to burglarize stuff, what's he going to do? Just throw it in a pillowcase? I mean, yes, that it happens quite frequently, but he's got a lot of stuff in there, and it doesn't look like a homeless person, doesn't look like a transient. Mm-hmm. He had a plan going to that house.
And Kurt, I mean, how big a problem is, I mean, I've talked about this. Catalina Foothill is very nice part of Tucson, but there is a criminal element, a transient element. How big a problem right now in Tucson are home invasions?
Man, they are few and far between now. I mean, back 2009 through 2012, 2013, it was run of the mill. They were all the time. But again, those were all cartel related. And none of the home invasions that I investigated or were a part of investigating, displayed anything like this. You know, these were hardcore dudes that were going in, guns drawn, not caring about noise, kicking doors down. What I'm interested to see is how he got in the door. And that's what I was saying, FBI still has more video, hopefully. But yeah, home invasion, not sure.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned this briefly earlier, but did your gut tell you this was an actual kidnapping for ransom? Or you think, like you said earlier, that is simply a red herring?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that kidnapping note, allegedly, the first one anyways, allegedly had information in there about an item, a specific item or something inside the residence. It's possible that it was a kidnapping, but the ransom note connected to the kidnapping, but it was just given out as a red herring. Now, look, we're all prognosticating and pontificating, and your guess is as good as mine, is as good as the person that works at the Circle K. But with our training and experience, we can extrapolate a few different things, and I'm thinking this was a planned event. Whether the suicide note was a real suicide note, it did allegedly have indicators or mention something inside the residence. So,
Phil Waters, I'm just going to start to wind us down, Phil, but you'll get that thought in, no doubt. Phil Waters, legendary homicide detective. He's investigated over 400 homicides. He teaches obtaining criminal confessions around the world. Guy had a clearance rate through the roof. Phil Waters, your comment there.
Well, the more we're talking about this, of course, it just creates more questions. And now as I'm watching the video and listening to Phil and Kirk talk about the incident itself, I'm sure the FBI and the detectives there at Pima County know the answer to this. But my question is now, and I'm just thinking out loud here, is how do we know that he's on the porch before he makes entry into the house? Has he already made entry into the house and now he's trying to find a pathway to get her out of it? So he comes around to the front, checking out the situation there, sees the camera, does his little deal, and whatever's in that backpack, of course, we keep being told that nothing was taken, but is it possible that whatever he went in there to get partially, that's what we're seeing in this backpack? So I don't know. It's just a lot of questions from a very, very short video clip.
Yeah. Phil Waters, back to you. And then your final thoughts here as we'll go around the horn. Darla, there is a still photo released by the FBI with the perp, or maybe a second perp without a backpack or a gun. What do you think? I don't recall seeing it that way, but I'll take Darla's word for it. If there is a still photograph, Phil, where there's no backpack and no gun, how do you read that and your final thoughts on this?
Which Phil?
Phil Waters.
Oh, I thought you were talking to PHIL. So what was that again?
FIL. This comment here. Darla is saying that there's a still photo released by the FBI with a perp, either this one or another one, without a backpack or a gun. What could that be about? They just put it down, or it's a different person?
I haven't seen that still photo, so I don't want to comment on something that I haven't seen.
Phil Waters, now that we've got this image up, this video, are they closing in? Do you expect an arrest? And if you don't think we're global, Zimbabwe's in the house. Are we going to see an arrest soon, Phil Waters? I know this is not a 43-minute TV show without commercials, but when does the arrest happen?
Well, your question is,
is there going to be an arrest soon, Phil Waters?
Well, I'll tell you what. I entered every investigation, every homicide investigation, with the belief that I'm going to catch whoever did it. And so I would say in this case, I would have the same attitude. I think they are getting very, very close. And I think with what we are seeing now today, and remember, there's a lot of stuff that we don't know that FBI and the detectives do. I think they're getting closer and they're closing in. And it's just going to take this person to make somebody mad that knows them. Hopefully it's going to be a woman, because I can tell you what, a woman scorned is the best source of information on a case like this. And if this person has conveyed any of this to anybody else, it's like the old Hell's Angel adage, right? The best kept secret among three people is when two of them are dead. Mm. So let's hope this person is in a little bit of a panic mode now. And if they were in concert with somebody else, that the two of them are now talking. And I can guarantee if that's happening, then they're thinking, how do we get out of this? This is a mess. How do we get out of this? And keep those clues coming in on those tip lines. And I'm just hoping and praying that they get that. All they need is that one magic phone call. And I can tell you, I have a number of cases that I cleared just because of that one call. So somebody's got it. Pick up your phone, dial it in, get it done. But I do think this case will clear. I think they will get someone in custody.
Love it. We're going to leave the last word for Kurt Dabb, because he's local. So Phil Ramos, man, huge thanks to him. He jumped on as Phil Waters did. I called him frantically, but and I know Phil Ramos is coming back tonight. Kurt, are you on the show tonight? Do you know?
I don't remember if it was tonight or tomorrow night. I tried to stay retired, and you know, with this going on locally, and you know, I saw so many disparaging marks, you know, about the deputies and the way the investigation occurred. And you know, my main goal was just to shed some light on the hardworking men and women, you know, at the Pima County Sheriff's Department, just as your other two guests, you know, former agencies. They're working, you know, 24/7 trying to get this done. Mistakes are going to be made, you know, and like everything else, they'll have to be dealt with in court. But I just pray for the return of Nancy. And you know what? It's starting to be like, you know, I'm in a PSYOP here. We're all living in a PSYOP. You know, we've got maybe World War III starting over in the Middle East. You know, we've got crazy stuff going on here in America. We've got Epstein files, and I just wish that there was more attention brought to other missing people cases like this. And I know that's hard to do. Miss Guthrie's a celebrity, and I think that there should be this type of coverage, but I just wish that it was for all the other missing person cases, because both of these gentlemen and myself have investigated hundreds of those.
Amen to that, man. Kurt Dabb, retired homicide with the Pima County Sheriff's Department. He will be back either tonight or tomorrow night, but Kurt will be back. He great addition to SDS. So Phil Ramos gets the last word. 3-time Officer of the Year in Las Vegas. He did undercover narcotics. The guy took $1 million through a casino. He was at Tupac Shakur's autopsy. Dude has done it all. He drives a Harley. The other Phil drives 2 Ferraris. I don't know what's going on, why I didn't become a detective, but life is good for these guys. Phil Ramos, do you agree with Phil Waters that we're inching closer? Will this case be cleared? Will there be an arrest soon? And your final thoughts?
I think they're getting closer. I think information is going to start flowing out now, because what they're giving us is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, they're holding back with, you know, the meat and potatoes of it. So I would expect in the next few days some major movements and some major announcements.
Amazing. Thanks to the 3 retired homicide detectives. Kurt, what are you doing in retirement, man? What are you doing for fun?
Honeydew stuff, brother.
Yeah.
Groceries, laundry, yard work.
My buddy
is a good wife, though.
Yeah, my buddy is Matt Brode, the chief meteorologist at KVOA. So maybe I'll set you guys up on a golf date. But really appreciate you all being here. Love you, America. Love you, Houston and Hawaii. Love you, Las Vegas. Love you, Tucson. Let's bring Nancy Guthrie back home. Guests, stick around 1 second so I can thank you. And we'll see you 7 p.m. Eastern. And remember, Brian Anton, News Nation, coming on right after the 7 at 8:30 to take your question.